You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary. With Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Good afternoon. The Guardia Civil in Algeciras have dismantled a criminal organisation dedicated to smuggling tobacco from Gibraltar into various areas across the capital of Gibraltar. Codenamed Operation Cañones, it resulted in the arrest of 20 individuals, including the ringleader and his top associates, as well as the seizure of 186,000 packets of cigarettes and 31 vehicles. According to official sources, the criminal network had established a well-organised logistics chain to move large quantities of tobacco from Gibraltar across the border and distribute it throughout the province. The Guardia Civil emphasised the significance of the operation in disrupting one of the region's most active smuggling networks, which they say posed not only an economic threat due to tax evasion, but also fuelled other illicit activities in the area. Investigations are ongoing, and authorities have not ruled out further arrests. Meanwhile, the Guardia Civil also discovered 20 kilograms of methamphetamine hidden in a sophisticated trap door behind the seat of a car at Denia Port, and arrested the driver, 43-year-old male. Officers noticed a car that raised their concerns, and after checking it and identifying its only occupant, they decided to investigate further. They uncovered a complex electronic opening system and discovered that a metal trap door under the passenger seat could be removed by pressing a combination of buttons on the car's floor. The trap door concealed a chamber with many vacuum-packed bags filled with a white powder. In addition to the drugs, the vehicle and €1,200 in cash were seized, and the driver was brought before a Denia court where he was remanded without bail. Weeks before, at the same spot, officers discovered more than 12 kilograms of hashish in another car headed for the Balearic Islands. EasyJet's cabin crew based in Spain will go on strike for 3 days beginning on June 25th to demand higher wages, so their USO union said this morning. The airline intends to operate normally during those days, a spokesperson said, adding the company would do everything possible to minimise any impact. In a statement, the union said 657 flight attendants based in Alicante, Barcelona, Malaga and Palma de Mallorca could be involved in the action. EasyJet cabin crews earn much less here than in other countries, according to the union. Regulations force the airline workers to provide minimum services during labour action, limiting any disruption. And Colchester Zoo in the UK has waved goodbye to their four-year-old white rhino as he's headed for Spain. Teo left the zoo for safari in Madrid last Tuesday, where he's joined a herd as part of an endangered species programme. Since the UK left the EU, animal transfers to Europe have been a challenging process due to extra certification and health checks required. Teo's transfer has been 2 years in the making, but the zoo said he arrived safely in Madrid and is settling in well. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.